Nevada Barr has written 15 mystery novels featuring her rugged National Park ranger, Anna Pigeon. Each book is set in a national park, which becomes a character in its own right. Here's a scene from Borderline, set in southwest Texas near Big Bend National Park, where Anna and her friends are trying to rescue a cow that's stranded on a ledge high above the Rio Grande River.
The ledge they followed was rapidly narrowing, and the river had grown ribbon-thin far below them. Lori and Chrissy in the raft looked small as toys in the bottom of the canyon, and the cliff-dwelling swallows flew by them at eye level. Cyril, Anna noticed, was hugging the wall. Steve was trying not to. The ascending path they followed was a couple of feet wide, 3 or 4 feet in most places, but with a drop of several hundred feet and no guardrails, it was not a place for the acrophobic.
Nevada Barr herself was once a ranger in the national parks, so it's no accident that her novels are filled with vivid details about the parks. I wondered if the isolation you get from hiking into the backcountry is what she finds so appealing.
Not total isolation, because I'm not a recluse. I like to pop out and annoy people occasionally. But there's a whole different feeling when you can get far enough away that you don't have light pollution and air pollution and noise pollution. You think differently. I love the fact that in this totally technological age, if you're in the park, most of them the cell phone service is lousy and different things like that. And I love the idea of having to solve crimes using your native wits as opposed to computers and the various kinds of things that a lot of the police procedurals are going toward.
That natural beauty, that isolation is, I think, the appeal of the parks for a lot of people, not just the rangers. But it's a curious thing for someone like you, isn't it? Because they are places of extraordinary natural beauty, but also we think of them as safe places, places where you can enjoy all of that beauty without being in fear for your life.
And they are safe places. I personally have killed more people in the national parks, I think, than have ever died there of any other cause. They were trying to pass this rule that you could, I think it may have passed, I shudder to think, but that you can carry concealed weapons in a national park if you have a permit. And I was used by some guy in Montana, I think it was, that said, well, look at Nevada Barr's books. It's a dangerous place. And it's like, let's go over the difference between fiction and nonfiction for a minute here, shall we? Because the parks are wonderfully safe places. And it's interesting that as the parks move closer to cities or cities move closer to parks, then the dangerous element comes in, because we're the dangerous element.
I can understand perhaps that you wrote about the parks because you were a park ranger, but what is it about the national parks that makes them such good settings for you?
It's because in the parks, in the wilderness, away from our comforts, we are forced to a certain extent to rely on ourselves. And I loved that lack of comfort zone for most people, and I truly enjoyed having it be Anna's great comfort zone. So we would see both sides of the parks, you know, the people that were fishes out of water, and then Anna, of course, who wouldn't be anyplace else by choice. I also like the parks as another character because each park is completely different. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you've got from Everglades to Olympic to the desert parks of Colorado and Arizona. And I could take somebody there, and because I was a park ranger, I could take them someplace that they would never be able to go without me, into a firestorm in Lassen. I could take them into a cave in New Mexico. I could take them into a camp where people are not allowed on a regular basis, to winter study on Isle Royale. So the concept of having these amazing places where in your mind you truly believe anything can happen, that natural magic can still happen there.
Your experience of these parks is twofold, both as a ranger and as a writer, but you've gone all over the place. You've written about Isle Royale, you've written about Natchez Trace, which is down near New Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it runs from Natchez, Mississippi, up through Tennessee. It's about 200 and some odd miles long.
And you've written about the Dry Tortugas?
Yes.
National Park. And I have to confess that you wrote about Carlsbad Cavern, and I still, after reading Blind Descent, don't have any interest in going underground ever.
I found out that I was not going to be a career caver myself, Jim. It was, I am so claustrophobic that researching that book was absolutely terrifying to me. And my editor read it, and she's quite claustrophobic, and she said, maybe we should publish it with like a little bag of Xanax stapled to the front cover.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but you did go down into the caves, right?
I did. And I remember when I went on my first off-trail caving experience, and we went down into Carlsbad Cavern itself, and then the ranger took me through this crack in the wall. And I started getting so freaked out. Her name was Paula, a wonderful ranger, and I said, you know, Paula, you've got to tell me stories or I can't do this. I'm freaking out, and I can't do the book if I can't do this. And so we were together half a day underground, and I know everything about Paula, her first dog, you know, what she wore to kindergarten.
Yeah.
We went an hour and a half back into the cave, and we came to this huge cavern the size of a football field with stalactites and stalagmites. We were like on a balcony about halfway up. It was gorgeous, and Paula sang Amazing Grace, and it was just heavenly, and we had a picnic, and I didn't eat a thing for fear I would be too fat to get out.
That's one of the things that you write about in that story, is that It's one of those parks where you have to carry out everything you carry in one way or another, right?
I had no idea till I started researching that book how fragile caves are.
This is one of the things that people learn in the parks, though, that you've obviously learned over and over again. Things like, you never think about the effect of the moisture in our breath on the interior of a cave.
The lint in our clothing. I mean, Carlsbad has to be cleaned because this used to be certainly not an airtight environment, but a very protected environment. And all of us wandering around in there, you know, with our little fleecy, cottony things on, the lint just catches so it looks like a dryer screen. They have to clean it off.
It's Nevada Barr, author of the Anna Pigeon Mysteries. Her recent novels include Borderline and the non-Anna Pigeon story 13 and a Half.